Here's an update for your pets. It appears that rat poison may have been the culprit in pet food that's suspected of killing at least 16 dogs and cats. Scientists found the poison in cans of wet pet food made by a Canada-based company, Menu Foods. A week ago today, Menu Foods recalled 60 million containers of what it calls cuts and gravy style. That food is sold under 95 different brand names.
For pet owners, it's confusing, trying to figure out if their dogs or cats might have eaten one of the many tainted brands. Menu Foods directed pet owners to its website for information, and there's a toll-free number. For worried customers without internet access, the phone can be the only avenue for information. Well, we heard people were having a hard time getting through on the phone. We tried the toll-free number ourselves. In the span of several minutes and about half a dozen calls, we got the following responses.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call later. 092T.
Thank you for calling the Menu Foods recall line. For recall information, please go to www.menufoods.com or hold for the next available agent.
Now, we did ultimately get through to a real person twice, but twice as often we failed. Sitting here with me now is Brad Cleveland. He's a call center management consultant, and he's the president of the International Customer Management Institute that's based in Annapolis, Maryland. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good to
now,
be here.
First of all, Brad, when you get that busy signal that we just heard, what's happening on the other end?
Well, there aren't enough circuits is the most likely situation. There can be a number of things, but that's typical. So if they have 100 circuits, and just to use an easy number, and I'm sure there's more than that in this case, but 100 circuits and that 101st person attempts to get through, they're going to get a busy signal.
So that's the difference between actually getting the busy signal or getting through, but then getting that awful recording that tells you that you're waiting.
We're sorry, all
time
of our customer
is.
Service representatives. Yeah. If they have, and again, just to use easy numbers, 10 people handling calls and 100 circuits, there are going to be 90 who are in queue.
And then there's that really awful message due to heavy call volume.
That's right. And if companies,
try back later.
If companies use that a little too much, there's some cynicism around that. You know, if you've got really heavy call volumes, why don't you have unusually heavy levels of staff in place is what callers tend to think.
Now, as we said, we did get through to Menu Foods a few times without even having to wait. And these calls were all made within a short period of time. That's kind of surprising. You might expect to spend quite a bit of time waiting on hold. So what's happening? Do the calls come in waves?
Yeah, things can change so quickly, and that can be a part of it. They come in spikes or waves, and it's easy enough to engineer if you have some scenarios and know what's going to happen. But the engineering can't be guesswork.
In the internet age, some companies are cutting down on their capacity to answer customers' questions by phone, and they're saying, if you want information, please go to our website. If you're in a crisis mode with a recall like this, is that a smart idea, or is it better to rely on a call center?
It's a great idea, but there are some cross currents. If you look at overall trends, driving traffic to the internet, which is a very smart thing to do, we need to use our self-service systems as much as we can within the realms of good customer service. But we're creating more knowledgeable customers. So if you take the financial industry, they know services and investments that are out there, and they, when they contact the call center, have higher levels of questions. They need more knowledgeable agents. So the internet today tends to grow traffic to call centers, but it's of a more complex nature.
Brad, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Brad Cleveland is the president of the International Customer Management Institute. We did try to reach Menu Foods, the pet food company, for comment about its toll-free number. It did not return our phone calls.